anesthetic monitoring and safety. Before 1965, monitoring during anesthesia was purely clinical by checking the pulse, blood pressure and respiration, frequency, auscultation of airways, color of the face and mucous membranes, as well as observation of the corneal and pupillary reflexes. From 1965, monitoring developments permitted the detection of developing problems and thus avoiding accidents. This display presents the arrival of various monitoring devices. Some interesting figures. While the number of anesthetics given in 1970 was around 2 million, the Social Security system estimated the figure at 13 million in 2022. Due to an increasingly aging population affected by a wide range of pathologies, the number of specialist anesthetists increased from 169 in 1960 to 9,930 in 2022. This improvement was due in no small way to the quality of anesthesia required and to the appearance of a decree which required an anesthetic consultation more than 24 hours before an operation and another less than 24 hours before the start of surgery. It also required suitable equipment and monitoring to be available during the operation, and especially for the patient to go to a recovery room if consciousness had not been regained by the end of the procedure.